parent to underage substance use. And Jared's Law helps keep our kids safe. Paid for by Catholic Charities.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, poet and essayist Ross Gay. Whether it's a piece on community gardens, basketball, or grief, Gay's work is contemplative and deeply personal. He joins writer Araceli Skirmay to talk about joy and delight. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, this afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill. WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill.
and welcome to Borscht Beat. I'm Aaron Bendich, and every week on this program, I play a selection of Jewish recordings. If what you just heard sounds familiar, it's because I played it recently on the program in a different context, but this is the Klezmatics von Tashlich. And no, you're not hearing a rerun right now, necessarily, but rather I'm playing this because it is the opening track on a important classic CD I found yesterday that I'd actually never listened to before, called The Rough Guide to Klezmer, from the Rough Guide series from the World Music Network. This album was released in the year 2000, and it was made in England, and it is a compilation with 18 tracks running an hour and 11 minutes, and it collects a mix of klezmer songs or klezmer recordings from revival bands, as well as some classic recordings, particularly from Neftula Brandwine and Candles Orchestra. There's a little blurb on the back cover, then there's a bunch of text inside, and I want to take time with it and share a bunch of that text. But the back cover says, "Klezmer, the exuberant Jewish music traditionally played at weddings and other celebrations, is charted on this rough guide from its Eastern European roots to its North American resurgence. At times soulful, at times frenetic, this selection conveys the dignity and beauty of klezmer music and combines for the first time archival tracks alongside contemporary versions of the same tunes," which is a pretty cool thing to do. So whoever had this vision to make this connection, I applaud them. I'll also read the quick little bio for the Klezmatics. The Klezmatics, New York klezmer with attitude and the best and most successful of the contemporary bands, there are klezmer groups that are more radical, but none match the Klezmatics in their energy, inventiveness, and daring musicality. Combined with a real understanding of the tradition, they are bold, sophisticated, and, when they need to be, raw. Led by trumpeter Frank London, the Klezmatics formed in 1985 and have recorded four albums in their own right, plus The Well, an album of original Yiddish songs with Israeli singer Chava Alberstein, and accompanied violinist Itzhak Perlman on his klezmer discs. Several of the band members have gone on to form other contrasting and complementary ensembles, three of which appear on this disc. Von Tashlich, from their second album, Rhythm and Jews, takes its tune from a recording by Neftula Brandwine and transforms it with Arabic percussion from Mahmoud Fadl. Growling bass clarinet and ghostly screams welcome... Growling bass clarinet and ghostly screams. Welcome to the urban shtetl. And I like this blurb, but I do think it's a little funny to call them the best band when they're, a bunch of their contemporaries also appear on this album. But what do I know? Here's the next track on this album, which is the sort of original source material for this composition coming from Neftula Brandwine. Enjoy! Thank you. That was Naftula Branwine's Fantaschlich, and here is the little blurb they wrote about him. Branwine, 1889 to 1963, was born into a family of klezmer musicians in the Polish-Galician town of Przemyśl. Age 19, he emigrated to America, and the clarinetist quickly became New York's king of Jewish music. He was spotted by bandleader Abe Schwartz and recorded 24 discs between 1922 and 1927. Branwine was a colorful character, remembered for playing with a neon sign around his neck and with his back to the audience so they couldn't see his tricks. He was unreliable, couldn't read music, and drank heavily. Yet his brilliant, energetic, and dangerous playing was unmatched, and he has been the principal source of inspiration for the new generation. He made his final recordings in 1941 and ended up a largely forgotten figure playing in Catskill hotels for his last years. Fantaschlich, with its punchy, ready tone and melody that curls round and round on itself, was recorded in 1926. The name refers to a Jewish ritual of casting away sins. Der Heiser Tatter Tanz, the Hot Tatter Dance, recorded in 1924, is a nimble dance in triple time full of tiny ornaments. It probably has nothing to do with Tatars, but seemed like a good title. Both tracks are played on the high C clarinet, the preferred instrument of the old European players. And with that, here's another track from this compilation. Thank you. Those were two from Budowitz. The tracks were called Horowitz's Zogechs and Shapiro's Korochod. And I will read the little blurb about this band now. Budowitz, a five-piece ensemble led by accordion and cymbal player Joshua Horowitz, the band is dedicated to reviving the old-world sound of klezmer music at the end of the 19th century. Horowitz plays an old Czech accordion with a dark, woody sound dating from 1889 and built by Karl Budowitz, from whom the band takes their name. The band's second album, Wedding Without a Bride, attempts to recreate the music for a Polish-Jewish wedding of nearly a century ago. The aim, says Horowitz, is to present klezmer music as close as possible to the way it sounded in its original wedding day context. But we're not trying to be totally authentic. This is a fictitious wedding, and the wedding music that we would have played if we had been around to do it. The two pieces here come from the end of the ceremony. The Gute Nacht, Horowitz's Zogetz, is an instrumental improvisation on the accordion based on religious cantorial tradition, and Shapiro's Chorovod, which is spelled differently in the booklet than on the back cover of the album, featuring Merlin Shepherd, though it says Martin Shepherd here, on the high E flat clarinet, is a round dance intended to send the guests away in a happy mood. And interesting stuff. There's some more text for me to cover here, but I think I'll just jump into another recording. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. was Meron Nigun, tune from Meron, performed by the Klezmer Conservatory Band, who are described here formed in 1980 and grew out of the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston, led by sax player Hank Osnetsky. They present big band style klezmer, drawing on show tunes, theater songs, and the influences of jazz and swing. Along with the Klezmatics and Brave Old World, they collaborated with violinist Itzhak Perlman on his klezmer recordings and concerts. This track, Meron Nigun, from Dancing in the Aisles, is rather different from their usual punchy, high-spirited approach. It is a religious melody associated with the annual festival of Thanksgiving at the tomb of the rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on Mount Meron in Israel. While the American klezmer repertoire tends to focus on secular dance music, in Israel, Hasidic nigunim, or religious songs, are to the fore. Although the tune comes from Eastern Europe, the arrangement by mandolin player Jeff Warshauer suggests the sound of the oud, lute, and brings in Middle Eastern qualities. Some interesting liberties that the writer is taking here, given that Jeff Warshauer is a talented and capable oud player, and that, to my understanding, Hank Osnetsky played a lot of accordion and piano in the Klezmer Conservatory Band alongside his sax playing. That said, it's a nice selection and nice way of assembling stuff here. Though also I will say that this isn't the most plaintive song either. It's a pretty upbeat one. Anyway, I'll kvetch later. Here is another track. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now we're talking plaintive. That was The Secrets of the Tree of Life from Kroke. And the note about them says, a trio of Jewish and non-Jewish musicians based in Krakow, Poland. Kroke, the Yiddish name for the city, is an inventive new band on the scene who have recorded 4 albums and toured widely. Tomas Kukurba, violin and viola, Jerry Bavel, accordion, and Tomas Lato, double bass, were classically trained, and this has perhaps informed the way they create lengthy structures based on traditional tunes that generate a strong atmosphere and slowly build to a dramatic climax. Krakow, of course, was one of the centers of Jewish culture in Europe. It was where Spielberg filmed Schindler's List. And that lost world of the Jewish quarter of Kazimierz is an inspiration to their music. The Secrets of the Tree of Life from their album Live at the Pit is based on a tune by Harry Kendall, see below, A Freilichen Nacht in Gan Eden, which provides much of the material for Kroke's second album, Eden. Interesting. Interesting note. Interesting, and as I said, plaintive songs. I think this is an outlier on the album in a lot of ways. Though there is another band in here that I really don't know, which perhaps we'll get to during this program today. But these guys are perhaps a token out of the bubble choice. I don't know how to frame it. Anyway, I'll keep on going and share some more music with you. We'll be right back. That was Wailing World by Brave Old World, and here's the note that they wrote about him. The four musicians of Brave Old World, Alan Byrne, piano and accordion, Kurt Bjorling, clarinet and bass clarinet, Michael Alpert, vocals and violin, and Stuart Brotman, bass and cymbal, are all veterans of the Klezmer Revival. They have brought an eclectic approach over their three albums, ranging from the rustic and traditional to the classical and contemporary, and have composed a number of new songs in Yiddish. They, too, were involved in Itzhak Perlman's Klezmer recordings. Wailing World, from their latest album, Blood Oranges, is an extended fantasy of traditional melody, featuring some impressive instrumental solos. Which I would say is a pretty cute way of talking about them, for sure. A good introduction for certain people, certainly underscoring their importance and prowess. But really, this is a band of superstars. And most of these bands are bands of superstars, I'd say. Here's another track from the Rough Guide to Klezmer. As you can probably tell from the sound quality, that was another old recording. That was Harry Candle's orchestra, Der Gassenigen. And I just love that old 78 transfer sound. It's a good one. Here's what they said about that. Harry Candle, born 1885, died 1943, was born in Lvov, Lemberg, in Ukraine, and studied at the Odessa Music Conservatory. He arrived in America in 1905 and started playing clarinet on the Yiddish theater circuit. He was signed up by Victor in 1917 and recorded with them for about 10 years. Der Gassenigen, the street tune, was traditionally played in procession to accompany the relatives of a wedding couple to their homes. The arrangement, recorded in 1923, features a xylophone, favored by early recording engineers because of its prominent sound, played by Jacob Hoffman. The instrument harks back both to the extraordinary Streufiddle, a hollow wooden tube on a bed of straw played with hammers, which was played by one of klezmer music's first virtuosos, Michael Gusikov, 1806 to 1837, and the cymbal, which traditionally accompanied the fiddle in this processional repertoire. Okay, here's another one. That was Klezmokum performing that same melody, which is Dergasenigen. And this is an interesting one for me because I actually have never heard of this band before. It's the only band on the album that I'm totally unfamiliar with. The note says, led by jazz pianist Burton Green, Klezmokum with Michael Moore on clarinet, Larry Fishkin on tuba, and Roberto Halifi on drums, comprises mainly American musicians based in Holland. As the players have come out of the jazz and improvised music scenes, it is not surprising that much of their music takes the klezmer repertoire in that direction. Their mellow jazz version of Dergasenigen from their eponymous CD gives an extended solo to Moore on the clarinet, before the tuba takes it into the lower depths. Interesting choices. Interesting selection. I'm sure there's a story around how this particular recording and this particular artist ended up on this compilation, and maybe I can figure it out somehow. Here's another track. Cool was that? That was Frank London's Klezmer Brass All-Stars with Suder Kretschmer. And the note about Frank's band is, to form the Klezmer Brass All-Stars, trumpeter Frank London, leader of the Klezmatics, has assembled an experienced virtuoso team drawn from some of the other top Klezmer outfits like the Klezmer Conservatory Band and Brave Old World. What they've done is take up the style of Balkan bands like the Kochani Orchestra and Fanfare Siorkarlia, and apply that to klezmer repertoire, which suits it perfectly. Of course, it shares so many Eastern European roots. And then they go on to talk a little bit more about other recordings and the specific tracks they pulled on for this compilation, but I am out of time, so I want to thank you for digging into this compilation with me. Nice variety, friends of mine and folks that you've heard on the program before, assembled and described in a unique and new way. Here's a clip of my grandmother Dorothy talking about how poor my grandfather Max was when they first met.
When we got married, Max was very poor. He didn't give us money for 2 weeks. He was ready to die because he needed the money to go buy underwear, clothes, shirts. They wore, well, four men in that family wore the same, they were all short. They all wore the same pants. It had to be big enough for everybody to sort of fit into. So some of them that were skinny looked funny. And if they had the same pants, the same suits, the same shirts, and nobody had anything that was theirs. So when we got married, he bought some shirts and some underwear. And
thank you very much for tuning into my program this week. You can tune in again next week, same time, same place, on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, X, and Facebook at BorschtBeat, BorschtBeat. Till next time, have a wonderful week.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeff Bank, Sullivan County's oldest independent community bank, offering deposit and loan products for more than 110 years. Members FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry Identification Number 405318. More information at jeff.bank. From generous funding from the Public Media Bridge Fund, and from listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
This is Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Dole with the forecast. A winter weather advisory is in effect for our listening area until 10 o'clock tonight. A second wave of snow today may enter the region, possibly bringing an additional couple of inches of snow between late this afternoon and early tonight. Plan on slippery road conditions. After the snow, even colder air returns, overnight low of 12 tonight, with lows in the single digits the next two nights. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
Sign up for Radio Catskill's free weekly newsletter. Get the latest local news, culture, and things to do in your inbox every Friday. Stay connected and informed with Radio Catskill's newsletter. Subscribe at wjffradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.